Good morning. It's 10:26 a.m. Sunday, April the 30th, 2017. Last day of the month. It is cold out here. I'm wearing my parka, so I've actually been walking with the sun on my back for the last 10 minutes. My body is warm, but my ears are cold and my fingers are freezing. My nose is cold. It's blowing pretty well, so you may hear a little bit of wind artifact on the recording this morning. So the last couple of days were not total wastes. I finally got through all of the edits that have come in over the last couple of weeks. Thank you, Doreen. Karen Conlon's edits were, as always, greatly appreciated, and underscored problems that I would never have seen. But it snowed. I mean, we still have snow on the ground. The morning picture has snow on the field. It's not a lot of snow. It snowed all day Friday. It snowed part of the day Saturday. We lost a small limb off our maple because it's flowered up a little, blossomed, you know, leaved out a little bit. The wind is blowing. Done a good job the last 12, 14 hours of blowing the snow off the branches, where it didn't break the limbs off. The trees are pretty much bare of snow. Blossoms took a heck of a hit. But the wind over the snowy fields is icy. So even though it's 44, 46, probably even warmer in the sun, the wind just saps my will to live. But I missed 2 days. I can't miss three in a row. If I miss three in a row, that's bad. Last day of the month, first day tomorrow. Got a therapy appointment at 9 a.m. So I gotta get up, I gotta get moving. And I'll have to upload a file to KDP. I've got a product description. It's typical, lame, five-line product description. The truth is that pretty much anybody who is discovering me now isn't going to buy book two of a series. They're going to go back. They're either going to go back to Ashes or they're going to go back to Quarter Share. And if they make it back here, then that's great. Snow on the soccer fields over there. Okay, let me get in the lee of the fences. There we go. That's a little better. I am trying to walk fast. I want to get back. I should be back before 11, but I want to get back by 11 and do my meditation, do a little bit of upper body work, maybe do some crunches, just a few. I need to get that included in my daily routine so I can start building up a little bit of extra body strength, which will help with glucose, which will help with pretty much everything. But yeah, you heard me right. I have to upload a file to KDP. A couple, actually, because I have to upload the cover too. I'll probably be doing that this afternoon. Young woman in pink and green, electric pink, electric green sneakers. Working the jog this morning. Makes me think of, what is it, New World Order that does the robotic walking. I want to try to figure out how to make that work. Freak out the kids. My kids, not kids in general. Although it might be fun to walk the first mile using that technique. People driving by looking. That would be hysterical. Yeah, with the wind behind me, and sheltered from it a little bit, I'm building up quite a lot of body heat here. I broke with tradition. I had a breakfast bagel this morning, 300 calorie breakfast. That was a huge breakfast. And just for information's sake, I took my glucose after, and it was way back high again. Here's the problem that I'm running into, and you probably don't care. But if I eat the carbs that get recommended, then my glucose goes high. If I don't eat the carbs that are recommended, then my glucose stays fairly under control. Now the problem is I'm not sure how much of the glucose swing is related to things like stress, lack of sleep, which has been an off and on problem over the last couple weeks. Oh, she's gonna cross the street. Okay, there's a lady with her little dog. Her little Scotty. Good morning, good morning. Oh, big excitement. Good morning. But he's glad he's got his sweater on this morning, because it is nippy. So I have to mail a manuscript off the podium. I have to post a file. I have to go back and do a little work on the blur, on the product description of the blurb. It's not exactly where I want it to be. It's there, but it's sort of like, it's a book, it's about Ishmael and Chernyakhova. Ooh, a dead ship and a live crew. But she's not dead anymore. I'm highly encouraged by the feedback that I got from the beta readers. I've substantially reworked the ending. I've made a lot of changes out there near the end. I've beefed up the middle a bit, where we weren't exactly doing the thing the way it needed to be done. Say it with me, monk post. So, yeah, we're coming in at just under 100,000 words, which is my sweet spot. I like that spot. It'll still be too long to do an omnibus edition with the three seekers, but I, at least in paper, I can do it in ebook. But I'm also thinking about getting an omnibus edition of the shares available. Two, three book sets for $9.95. Or probably $9.99. Not that the 4 cents is going to make that much difference, but... visibility-wise, it could have a bearing on the popularity list. We'll see. I don't know. But the three books, I can just about do a paperback omnibus of the first three books. Can't do them all, because that 195,000 words for owner's share, it's close to the limit. I'm not allowed to have a book that's more than 750 pages long. And across the three second half of the shares, across those last three books, that's 195, 140 is 335 plus 120. 407, it's almost 500,000 words. And owner share by itself is close to the limit. So, yeah, that's not going to go in paper. That would be... maybe 900 pages. I could do it if I shrunk the font down, if I pulled the margins out a little bit, but it's not worth it. So tomorrow is the first day of the new month. Oh, I gotta get blog posts up. Okay, that's what I gotta do this afternoon. Some blog posts scheduled, so they'll be up for May Day. Hooray, hooray, the 1st of May, outdoor grassing starts today. I guess this grassing season starts today. Outdoor. Something F-bombish. Depends on who you ask. Depends on the audience. I try not to get too vulgar here. It's not that I don't use the F-bomb occasionally myself. I try not to overdo it. I want to keep it as a special word when I'm particularly peeved. Not just rudimentarily peeved, which is pretty much any time I log on to Facebook, but especially peeved. Look and see, because I think I may have just overbooked myself for 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. Shoot. Maybe it's the next week. I'm walking fast, I'm walking hunched over, my back is telling me about it. Sun feels good. It's my meditation homework. Observe the way the warm sun feels. Feels. Observe it. Feels good. Observe the blue sky. How clear it is. Even though there are clouds, I know there's blue sky above them. Because I can see it. It's up there. Blue sky. Oh, yeah. There we are. Hello, wind. came around the corner. So now we have wind. Discussion here. So yeah, that's about all I have to say for this month, I guess. I've run out of words. Oh, that's interesting. This lawn here, the corner of the park, is usually greened right up, but the sun side of that tree is. Grass is virtually dead. Don't even know why. I have to go and cut that branch up a bit. Not right now, maybe tomorrow. Because right now, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Stop.